Would somebody like to...
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. And you have the minutes.
Thank you.
I have one.
Oh, you have
oh,
one?
Oh, no, not the agenda.
Okay, these are the July minutes because we didn't have a meeting in August.
My calendar for Kathy.
I have a calendar.
Here's oh, you had a calendar.
Okay.
This is for Tim. For Shauna's for part, the city council okayed the fundraising for the new building. New theater going really well. Show is July 11th and 12th. We'll perform for senior citizens at dress rehearsal. Found people to carry banner in the parade. Everyone needs a backup member for arts council to help when needed. Shauna needs an assistant, possible junior arts board. Kelly will help Shauna hang art at the city building. Need a name for the new Highland Theater Company. Ideas, Highland Stage, Highland Players. Need more help for arts show. TSO concert September 19th and 20th. Carol Quilter is going great, having a retreat in August for 3 days. Highland Children's Choir planning season, getting ready to put signs up starting in September. Concerts December 13th and May 9th. Choral arts. Does that say secretary?
Probably secretary, yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get it.
Yeah. Putting together board meetings, getting ready for parade, shows December 13th and 15th and December
23rd. Oh, say those
dates. You can change that. It's only the 13th only.
December
13th and December 23rd.
Okay, so.
And May 16th?
Yes, and May 16th.
Coral
Linda
arts.
Will be gone last 2 weeks of August. Adjournment 6:37.
Okay, what was the date of your children's choir?
It's December 13th and May 9th.
Okay. December, so I'm not going to worry about May right now, so you have to tell me again. December 13th, and yours is when?
It's December 13th.
Yours is also same December 13th.
Yes, and then we're performing at Abravanel Hall on the 23rd.
Abravanel, I can spell that. Abravanel. Hall on December 23rd.
Can you approve the minutes, please?
Yes.
I second it.
Okay, so no, you can't have one. So there's a couple of changes I need made on the agenda. So I'll make a rough copy of it for you. So because like Sarah McClain,
oh yes, you tell me that. Yeah, I forgot to take her off.
Yeah,
who went where?
Sarah, she really isn't on our arts council. And
we're still on the council, right?
There was another one I saw on there that I went. Oh,
Becca's yeah. Not on the council.
We took one off already, but I probably forgot. Is
Becca's it? Council?
Yeah,
Becca's on the council.
So does that look right now?
Well, that's is right. That I'm thinking somebody else. Okay.
There was another one.
I have Heidi on there before.
Are you keeping it? Is Susan still on the council? Yeah.
What?
Is Susan still on the council?
Well, yes, but that's something I need to talk about a little bit.
Everybody else would be there then.
I know. She hasn't come for a long time, and I'm really not getting any help from her with anything, and so I don't know what to do. I feel like we've got to have somebody who's active. And
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, is everybody in agreement?
Has she ever been to a meeting, ever?
One, I
maybe
think.
The beginning or so. But
it's been quite a while ago.
She's not on the council.
So, okay. Okay, I'm wondering if maybe I should just tell her that she could be an alternate, fill in where we need her.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's a good idea. Maybe she'll be more. She just has some health issues.
Yeah. And Becca has a class right before this, and so she will be coming, but she'll be late probably. But I'd like to keep her on.
What does Becca do?
Huh?
What does Becca do?
I keep hoping she can do my job.
She helped with the art show and helped us hang.
And she knows that she knows how to do Word on the computer.
She's pretty good. She does live in Nora, so, you know, it's a little jaunt for her to come over here. So, and then I put together a youth board, which I'm really excited about. So, let's see.
Do you want to use your key to unlock that door so they can come in?
Well,
everyone's going to that door to go down there.
Yeah,
because we're at this level.
Yeah. What?
Oh,
God. Do we know anything about
Comcast? Somebody called in, so I would assume.
Yeah. Was it this building?
I don't know.
Or yeah, was it this building or another building?
Or was it the city building?
So it was
the city
building.
That this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, because we just got here, so I don't know.
Check it out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, we have Tenley 909. We named her. We gave her a name at the art show because she had been to her tryouts for volleyball, and they had written 909 behind her.
That's right.
So yeah, so we started calling her.
The 909
instead of Tenley.
They didn't say why they had written that there.
I got this.
It's for tryouts.
Oh, okay.
So they can track you down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you sort of flowed off the 909, so it was good.
From now on, she'll be known as 909.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to remember that.
I got this.
She's like, 909.
Good to have you.
And then cute Ellie.
And
Ellie,
you guys.
What's your nickname?
Ellie.
Ellie Anna is my full name.
Oh, okay.
Ellie is my nickname.
I'll come up with one, don't worry. I did the 909, so. Okay. They'll be there in a minute.
She was the witch in that play.
I'm not going to do that one. I'm not going to. No, that's not going to be.
You were so good. You were so good.
Not going
to
be.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to welcome you two. And Cecilia, I hope, comes. And
I guess we should have brought her.
What we need from you is we probably need you to come to the board meetings. I want you to be active and give us advice. Tell us what you think. Tell us where you think we could do something better. Because you guys have young, cute ideas that we don't ever think about. And we're excited to do that. So don't be afraid to speak up. And if you hear something or you think of something that's going to make our art council better, we would love that. And then other than that, I'm thinking that they could be a big help, like with your ticket table at your concert or... I don't know.
Ushering events.
Yeah, anything like that.
We're going to put you to work, in other words.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll work into it, but yeah, we're really excited to have you here. Thank you. Thank you, you two. You're going to be great. So, okay, I've been on the phone with the theater person,
Heidi.
For the last few days, and I just don't know quite what to do with that right now. We can't move forward because we don't have a place. I don't have any space that I can pull them into practice or anything. I mean, I can't bump our choirs out to bring the theater in. And
well, we can get winter play or late early spring play or something when we get this building open.
I know. She really wants to get it up and running, but she wants to do a whole bunch of different plays.
Well.
And we just, for one thing, we don't have the space, we don't have the time, and we don't have the money. It's very expensive. Every time we put one on, it's like $1,000 to $2,000 just to get the permission to do it and to get the scripts.
One thing you could do, just an idea, is that when we decide to do a show, you could shop directors, and you don't necessarily have to have the same person like running a theater program all the time. So if you say, we'd like to do a show this winter, then you can decide who you want to bring in to do it, whether it's her or somebody else. And then, you know, it's not like we have an up-and-running program all the time. I think it takes
We don't need to keep her on call, in other words.
Yeah. And then that doesn't mean we couldn't reach out to her to have her do something. If you wanted to have her do something, but you also have accessibility to other people at the same time. You know, if you want to have somebody with a little different style or whatever.
She really wants to do a Valentine program where it's a date night.
did she call it? She called it a, I don't know. The name of the play, the name of the performance is Starting Here, Starting Now. Do you know anything about that?
I know, sure.
Do you? What do you think of that?
It's a cute show. I haven't seen it for a long time. I'd have to go back and watch it.
But she really wants to do four nights, which would be pretty costly.
Oh, you pay per performance?
Oh, yeah. You still have to get permission from the theater company. So
you pay per night?
It depends. Yeah. Yeah, there's so much per night.
What's Heidi's last name?
Mendez.
Mendez Harrison.
Mendez, yeah.
And then, depending on how many scripts and stuff you need, you have to pay for each one of those separately, too. So,
it ends up... Mary O'Neill had something. You were going to say something.
No, I didn't. You I just said,
something you could do, like, to help raise money is you could do, like, a silent auction type thing where, you know, people from the community can come and sell their items, and that will go to, like, donations for things that are involved with the Highland Center specifically. So, like, people who are willing to sell their things for the auction, they know that their money is going to go to the...
Okay, and that's a great idea.
So people donate items to be auctioned off.
Yes, and then they know that those items that they're going to auction off are going to be donated, all the money.
The funds will be donated to the High Council.
The only problem with that is that they do a silent auction. And so
they do a silent auction, which is a little bit different.
He just wants to get it as soon as I
don't
think about
what
we're coming
to.
He ate. We're talking about the theater group.
You've had fun. You're being disruptive. Again? Okay, so. Anyway, that's my report about the theater. I just don't know. I think it's just got to be put on hold for a little while.
I think the difference between the silent auction and what Eliana is talking about is the silent auction is donated from the community, the merchants, basically, right?
Well, we've asked every choir member. In fact, we just announced that last night. We asked every member to bring at least one item to the silent auction, like a basket, or get something from a store.
A merchant or something.
And we
like
had
that.
A list of merchants who have donated in the past, and people sign up to say, "I will go talk to."
Okay,
that merchant.
So it's basically from the merchants. What I think Ellie's talking about is just like almost a garage sale, except it's an auction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not hitting up the same people.
Okay. Well, we might consider that. But right now, I think we just need to put it on hold until after Christmas. I feel like my plate's so full.
Yeah, no, we
I
don't need to
take on one.
We can wait.
I really liked what Carrie Lynn had to say about maybe doing the director.
I like that, too.
An ad hoc director whenever you feel like
kind of release Heidi from this on-call situation she feels she's on.
Uh-huh.
If we figure out how to do that.
Then she would feel that responsibility.
Yeah.
Who's Heidi? Is she the one that did the summer?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Would that be another youth play that she would
No,
do
she's been doing an adult play.
But what if you wanted to have someone else do a youth play, or if you want to have her do a senior citizen thing, or if you have, you know, you could really use whoever you want to use whenever.
I like that, too. I like that, too.
Someone needs to move these.
So, okay, so...
You're hiding behind your computer.
Yeah.
Why does your computer say Yoda?
Okay, choirs. Bell Choir. I'm kind of excited. They did this last year. They came to the Senior Citizen Lunch, and they did a little program, and then when she got through, she had any of them come and try the bells that wanted to. And they had so much fun. They just loved it.
Is she doing that again?
And so I'm going to have her come again in December to the Senior Citizen Lunch. And she also, what else? She's doing, her concert is on December the 15th at Mountain Ridge. She's doing a program, too, at my stake, Relief Society president, does a lunch once a year for all the widows in the stake, and she's going to come and play for that as well. So she's got those three things.
Is that a Monday, the 15th?
probably.
Yes, yes it is. It is.
Okay. And then I'll let you guys talk about your own choirs. I just wanted to get the dates for those. The art classes are all starting next week. And so we have... we haven't got a lot of sign-ups for Visual Arts Institute this time. And I think that there's just not been enough advertising. So,
yeah. Well,
hopefully
it's up on the web now, what I had. I couldn't do her visuals. They just never sent me a way to copy that. But she liked what I did, so just more of a list.
Yeah.
And the flyer was posted on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So. And it's also pinned on
the
page.
The first stuff.
The flyer that you sent me.
Yeah, the flyer. I'm sorry, what?
Maybe send us the flyer, because I'm noticing that things, if we post them on our neighborhood.
Send flyers. Who else wants a flyer?
I do. Isn't there a way to post, send it to the whole art
school? Yeah, send it to the everybody.
I think it would be cool.
These guys.
You just need a group that you can say.
I haven't done that yet.
I think it would be cool if we all post in whatever place each other's things.
I've noticed that Doug Courtney always likes the posts that we do. But
that's good.
That I do.
And that's good. So he's looking
at
the
AI flyer. Get this right. I'll go home and go, what am I talking about?
Even like on our neighborhood page, like I posted something 2 days ago and I got 4 people signed up. And,
he's great. He's a great support. I'm really happy with him as our councilman.
Does he have a job yet?
No. I don't know. He's having a rough time finding something. But
what does he do? What's his profession?
It's a computer. It's IT. I don't know exactly what.
It's a rough. Like my kids are in IT and they do a job for 6 months and then I'm good. It's because they have to pay somebody else to do the next part of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like
so that's been rough.
I work in February. She's only February.
So Linda's ready to start her art class up, and I don't know. Visual arts, they've just not been ever. I mean, I think we've advertised more than they have. So I texted Shelley and Bruce and said, we need to get some word out there. You need to start. Because most of their classes only have one or two people in
them. Wow.
Yeah.
Is it just, like Carrie Lynn was struggling getting people to come. Is it just the
we have 100 people, not one or two. You know what I mean?
Right.
A big difference.
But I do think, but we've done tons of advertising. I don't think they really do any advertising.
So you usually have wait lists. I'm just saying this year, it's down everywhere.
No, it's true. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I only have 7.
What she's saying is they need to do more marketing.
Right. Do stuff like that.
Yeah. It's really up to them to do
like
it.
We can't.
Usually I like them filled up immediately as soon as I send out the list.
Right.
So I don't know whether to attribute to the fact that I'm teaching 75 kids at school.
What she's saying, we usually have wait lists for all our classes. So even though we have a decent amount, we usually have more. And I wonder if it's the economy, because it's rough. People are having a hard time buying food.
Well, I think school started early, and
it always
people don't start thinking about it until.
But I do think they need to do some advertising, because everybody's marketing all their own programs. And you know, whatever ideas they put into that, they'll see some benefit from it.
I think so too.
Is it possible if we could somehow like make flyers for this and maybe like take it to schools or somewhere where there's not enough kids?
It would
be flyers about all their classes.
I know.
But
she's
saying
a great idea.
If these two
took it to their schools.
I
don't know where Cecilia does she where does she go? Sky Ridge?
I think maybe a little peak.
Where?
Are we for Sky Ridge Road?
What are the rules about flyers?
You just have to get permission.
So where do you go?
Lone Peak. It would be Lone Peak, though. She went to Timberline.
And you go to Lone Peak, Timberline.
I go to Timberline, which is the middle school.
Which is
into it, and Cecilia was on high school.
Do you take from Tyler?
She's
from I ask you that. Do you take your art class from Tyler Peck?
I am not in the North class right now.
Oh, you're not?
I wanted to put her in Shelley's class. I had talked to Shelley in the summer, but she didn't have team classes in the summer.
Oh, but she's got them now. They start next week on Wednesday. From 4:30 and Kenny's going to
But see, that's what's interesting is even we didn't know, you know, that that's when it was starting and we wanted to do that. So.
It's next Wednesday.
It starts the 15th.
She has
her class. It's a drumming and oil painting. It'll be good. It'll be a really good one.
So if they can get them in the schools, I think that's a great idea.
There's a rule for those flyers in school, and I don't know what it is or how you get them in there. It seems like you knew it one time.
I just took them to the teachers, like I took them to Tyler.
The art teacher?
Uh-huh, over there. And you probably know Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took them to him, directly to him.
As a student and as a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, Kenny knows the art teacher.
So, what class are you talking about that starts on Wednesday? She has a portrait class. What class are you talking about?
4:30. It's for teens. You have it on there?
Not as for teens, no. 12 and up.
Well,
that's 12 and up. Yeah, 12 and up.
Yeah, it's
for adults as well. So I'm just saying it's not just for teens.
Oh, I know. Well, teens, I mean, no adults go.
So is it the drawing and oil painting people? Or which one is it?
Yeah.
Drawing and oil painting people. That's what Wednesday's at 4:30.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good. She's really good. So, and then tomorrow, Friends of Art starts. And it's going to be really fun. I've got a really fun year plan. I should have brought that flyer, Linda, with the Friends of Art for the year. We've got a good year plan.
There is no internet, so I can't even get on my Facebook.
I'm on.
Are you really? I tried.
You're probably using data.
What's the Friends of Art?
I can't get over to
She says I'm using data. What do I know?
It's for adults.
You do.
We
you
just
are.
Get together. We have a guest artist.
I'm going to switch to the Arts Council. That's all I
and
get.
And we do learn.
I don't know. I just...
From my personal Facebook.
Do you have to RSVP to go to that? Or you just want to do
You know. Yeah. Yeah. To Friends of Art, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the age range of that?
It's too old. Anybody
oh,
up?
No.
Oh, goodness, no, you're not too old.
it's really fun. It's a fun group. And we've got about 25 to 30, I think, coming now, most weeks.
You actually could tomorrow.
You could?
Can you teach it one week?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, tomorrow would be really fun. 10 o'clock it starts at 10, and we're usually done by 12. So it's fun. You guys won't be able to come because you're at school, but it's fun.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just tell your school you're excused.
Right?
Well, this is, I can't make it any bigger. This is tomorrow's.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually the whole schedule.
Oh, that's just for tomorrow.
Okay, the one I posted was the one.
Yeah, it was just like that, so it has the whole schedule.
Right, yeah. That's what I would like out there is the whole thing.
The whole schedule.
All year. Yeah.
Here.
Open up. Okay. That's what you have.
So, I think that really is all that I have. So, let's
start with you. Okay. I'll put myself down. We had our first rehearsal last night. Yesterday we started, and it was really fun. It went very well, and I feel like we've got some good choirs. The music's good, and I was really excited. I loved it.
Did you get enough sign-ups now?
Yes, I still am lower than I usually am. And so my signs come down. My signs are supposed to come down today if I get my husband to take them down. Because that's the permit that I had.
Uh-huh.
But I did lots and lots of advertising on Facebook, and
lots of people seem to like your posts.
Yes, yeah. Lots of people like my posts. And I did get a good amount from that.
I think part of it genuinely is the demographics. Like, Lone Peak is going down in a moment, and, you know, all the families are growing up.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But I still have, I feel really grateful because I still have a decent amount. We still have, you know, a good sounding choir. But some years I have wait lists for every single class. So it's, I never know for sure, but in years where the economy's been more rough, it's one circle outside piano lessons You know, it's really an extra, and it's something that gets cut often when things get really tight.
Yeah.
But we have a good group. I felt like the advertising made a big difference, just getting the word out. I feel like it's going to help me do more Instagram advertising.
Sure. Oh, good.
And anyway, so yeah, I felt really good about it.
How long are you taking kids till?
I'll probably take them 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks?
Yeah.
You need to give me your login info for Instagram.
Sure.
I have to remember what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going this way.
Yeah,
all right, we'll go to you. All right, well, I've got kids signed up. I've got 3 new ones, which is exciting. Oh, and they're older. Well, 9 and 11. I've got 2 boys and a girl signed up. And I've got 3 returning. And then in January, I'll have Maya Mia will come back. The others are getting involved in sports and soccer and
going other ways.
Yeah, you know, and that's what happens. You know, but so I've got that 6 is okay. I'd rather have 8, but 6 is okay. A notice in the flyer, which should be out right now, I guess, the city newsletter said I have room for 2 more. Just kind of put a little bit of a
stuck it in there.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna call me, you know.
Yeah. Because they will. They'll wait till.
Yeah. But it doesn't start till the 15th. It doesn't start till the 15th.
They'll wait till the night before, and then they'll all start calling.
So, that's
do
okay.
Do they have to be, like, once you
8
start?
8 to 11. No, it's open enrollment.
So every week you could have another kid?
Every week I could have another kid. Okay. It's open enrollment.
She does such a good job with those kids, and she's teaching them real art principles, not just crafty stuff. It's her class is really excellent. I know Roger wants her to quit, but I'm not letting
her. Where I learned most of my skills.
Started right there, huh?
Yep.
What'd you say?
Where I learned everything.
Oh. Yeah, I was pleased when Cecilia went to junior high, and, you know, she gave up on us. It was just natural at 12, 13 years old. She said her first semester was a total review.
Really? That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Made me feel good.
That's good.
Okay, Kelly, we're going to come back to you two at the end, okay?
So be thinking about what you want to say.
So we want to write that.
I have nothing to say.
You have nothing?
I don't advertise my stuff through here, so.
Yeah.
But I do have one opening.
You have what?
I have one opening for private lessons, but the rest are fine.
Great.
And I'm actually okay with that because I've got lots going on.
So that's sometimes too many is too many.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I teach private voice and I just let half my students go.
Really?
Yeah. It just was feeling too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the time I teach all the wrong
classes,
that's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay, Kathy, how about you?
We are bigger than we've ever been. We have 78. I have 2 more men that are probably
coming.
We've had to turn away people.
Wow.
We had to say, every night. Yeah, we got to a point. The people we turned away were women because there's so many women in the choir. But we're still taking men. We need bases.
Yeah.
So there's 2 more bases that say they're coming, and I even had to go back and reorder more music. Which, 10 more of
them. I had to do that before. And then you have to pay shipping.
Yes, so that's why I was like, just do 10 more. Because she's like, sometimes they have a minimum of 10. I'm like, just do it. Just do it.
So
for 2 more people, you know what I mean?
I know.
But you have to, because you have to have a copy of music for every singer
and
director and pianist and, you know. So that would be a total of 80 people singing. And a director and a pianist.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, and then
and
we
they're
have
so good.
We have the performance with Jenny Oakes Baker, and it's her Joy to the World celebration tour.
That's one of the Bravino Hall.
And that's it. Let me give you all our code. If you guys will purchase tickets, and if you will use capital H, capital C, capital A for Highland Choral Arts as a code, when you purchase your tickets, our choir will receive 20% of that to the choir. of your ticket.
What's
the code? The code is capital H, capital C, capital A.
Okay.
For purchasing tickets to Jenny Oakes Baker, Joy
to
the
World. The 23rd is a Tuesday night.
It is a Tuesday
and
night.
Where do you just Google that? And
yeah, Google it and you'll find it. Joy to the World. So,
it's called Joy to the Tickets, sir. I think they're $10.
Oh, that's so cheap.
Right?
That's so cheap.
I know, right?
I need to verify that, but that's what I've been told is that they're $10.
Okay.
So not too expensive, you know, and I think that's partially because she's a nonprofit organization called Soul Fill, like Fill Your Soul. Soul Fill Music is her nonprofit, and I think the church is helping her nonprofit. I'm not sure, but
that's awesome.
That's why tickets are so cheap.
That's awesome.
Anyway, there will be Irish dancers and our choir and her family, four, except for her son who does guitar, but he's on his mission, so the guitar piece got pulled out. He's on his mission, yes. And there's like a soprano soloist that she brings with her.
If you go to Brobenal Hall.
You go to Brobenal Hall's website, you should see the tickets up for sale for
okay.
this performance. I mean, they're going, I saw her schedule, and it's like Texas and St. George and Colorado,
yeah.
Some places around.
Yeah.
Starting, I think, in November.
That's awesome. That's a really...
Yeah. For us, it's an all-day thing on the 23rd. Like, I think that's our only rehearsal, is we get there at 11, and we go through everything, and then we do the show that day, you know? So, I'm trying to think what else I can tell you. We're doing well. We've got our board spreading out love a little more and training people. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Working well.
Good.
I know I asked last night, what do I need to ask Arts Council? We're wondering, the one thing that they said is, what can we do about TSO making the floor tiles in here look so gross?
Do you think, you're pretty sure that's...
There's spit valves.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to...
Can they pay to clean it every month, or I don't know?
No, they're not going to.
Can they bring a rag? Can they talk about it at least? Are people bring a rag and don't just dump your spit on the floor?
They should not be doing that. All the horn players can bring.
It's their brass
what they
players.
Should
well,
bring.
Probably just the brass players.
Right.
The clarinet didn't have that.
Instrument fills up with spit, because
it
starts
just
to go, you know, whatever, when they're playing, and they have to empty it, and so they just open the valve and
dump
it on the floor.
There's got piano recitals in here, and things going on all the time.
I mean, it was amazing to me how fast this beautiful new flooring got. Yucky.
Well, and it was just cleaned, and it cleaned up perfectly.
Yeah.
Did it?
So, and then they just...
And then, you know...
See,
that's
the...
You can see all that, you know.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a request. And
I'll take care of that.
It's dark. Really, really dark. This parking lot has three lights that don't even turn on. There's
oh
only
yeah,
this one by the door.
Right.
It's on.
Remember
which
that one downstairs last year? The city guy came over and just turned it on, and it had never been. It was just turned off.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but there's actually three poles in this parking lot.
I bet they can fix it,
but they're not on, and it's
okay.
completely dark in the parking lot.
That's
right. And then by the time we get to winter, it'll be dark when we come.
By the time we get to winter, it'll be dark when my littles
are leaving.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Too.
So it's a safety issue. We need to ask.
It's a big safety issue. I think what lots of people get them
straight,
you know.
Probably. Like I said, the
somebody
one down there, it's been on for years. I didn't know when.
Okay. I will.
So that was our.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will call tomorrow.
It wasn't just a switch issue. I know they had to do.
I wanted to mention one other thing while we're on the TSO thing. Okay, so John Pugh's son.
He did the composer workshop,
and it filled up, and so he did a second one, and then he did a third one. So then he called me, wants to do a fourth one. I checked what he's making on those workshops, and he's charging like $700 for
every
workshop.
Good grief. And he's not paying us anything?
And he's filling up. And so I told him when he called back, I says, you know, I really need you to 20%.
To contribute something. And he said, well, I can lend her my dad's. I mean, he got really intensive with
it. Oh, I wonder where he gets that from.
He got very, very defensive. He said, I'm not paying it. It comes under my dad's. And he's paying you a lot of money a year. And I said, well, yeah, but you're not part of, it's not part of that.
That's an additional thing.
That's a symphony.
Yeah, that's different
thing. And he said, no, it's not.
Well, then you tell him that.
Okay.
Yeah, just tell him that.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, is just tell him he either has to contribute or we can't
be doing it here.
And I also need to tell Shelley at the
don't let him
city
schedule
so that he can't go in and schedule.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was really upset about that because I know how much he's bringing in. I mean, he's got, I think, 20 people coming to those.
That's $14,000 per time.
So he could.
He could.
Yeah.
20% of 14,000 is what? $2,800.
On another note, totally off the record, but my husband got a job. And he started yesterday.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes, he's working for Family Search.
He's
so
awesome.
Excited.
Oh, I
right there
that.
For you saying that.
Oh, good. That's awesome. So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And we must have talked on the phone or something.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I think you should charge you. The one thing I was going to ask you, I've got to take this back to the city. Do you want me to talk to them about the lights at that time? Would that help you?
Yeah.
To talk to the city about the lights?
Who do you talk to there?
To talk to,
I don't know, I'll just find. Oh, Eliza.
You need to talk to Roy or to Candace.
To Roy.
Now, Roy is Shelley's husband?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's really the one that's over the buildings and stuff.
Okay.
And he's very nice. If you tell
him, I've met him.
Yeah. If you tell him, he will come and take care of it.
Okay.
Yes, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you have what? Tell us about the
okay.
Quilt.
So we had a quilt retreat, and we had 18 people that came, and we stayed for 3 days, and that's all we do.
Wow.
So
where was it?
It was at Cornwagon in Springville. And you just go there from 8:30 to 9 o'clock at night, and just sew the whole time.
Oh, they had to go home every night.
Then they go home. Okay. Yeah, or they can stay over if they want in a hotel somewhere. But most of them go home.
And when was this?
No eating.
Eating. Oh, definitely eating. There's a lot of eating that goes on. Yes.
And
yes.
Speaking of eating, I went to their lunch last.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Friday. Mm-hmm. When was that? 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun. Those ladies, it's a good group.
So that was after our retreat. They still came back, within 6 days to come sew, and so that's what she's talking about. So
okay. And how many people came to your retreat?
We had 18.
18
that came to the retreat. And I think more would have come, and they wanted to see if we could do this again in June, so we'll do that again.
What's your age range with that? Did you get any?
Yes. We had some that were 21, 22, all the way up to
92.
Yeah, not quite that, but close. Any of them that can carry their machine in,
Right.
So.
Okay, and then I want to offer them to do their lunch for them again if you want to do that
in January. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And then we'll be meeting again next month, and what we're doing is making just little Christmas ornaments. So one thing that we haven't got into yet, but we're going to, is we want to always have sort of a charity or a giveaway.
All the little quilted Christmas ornaments that are 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just three inch ones that we do.
Cute.
But we want to do that, and as soon as I talk to them about it, and maybe we could even, if we do a raffle or whatever, it could go to that. So
that's awesome.
We plan on doing that.
Okay.
The next
one of my friends did a quilt block And then she backed it with like shelf liner, you know, the.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's a thing that opens jars.
Oh, yeah. It does what?
A jar opener.
A jar opener.
It's with like a little shelf liner.
I'm still not strong enough.
All pieced in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I think these little 3-inch could be, is because they're just that size. So that would be great.
That would be too fabulous.
But anyway, we will do that. But we're meeting again this month in September. And I'm plan on bringing that up about doing a quilt or.
When is your meeting?
It is
Friday.
On the, that's right. It is on the third Friday, which is the 19th.
Okay, yeah. I'll have a flyer to publish with that. Yeah, on Facebook.
I haven't got one yet.
Okay, it's because I have to get you the information, and I'll get and the information about the 3-inch.
Yeah, and when she gets it, she always sends it to me, and then
okay.
I'll post it on Facebook.
I'll do that.
Okay, the other thing is that I would also like to provide a lunch for the senior citizens. I did that last year one time. And so I'd like to do that again, offer them one lunch during the year.
I think that's a great idea. Where do you get it from?
I got it from Meyer's last time, last year, and it was really good. We can just about get it anywhere. If we go to Chick-fil-A or somewhere like that.
Discount Meyer's?
No.
But Chick-fil-A
usually, I don't know if he really knocks anything off or not, because he's a good friend of mine. I don't ask, but... yeah,
but it's reasonable.
Yeah. It's reasonable. It was reasonable.
Yeah,
and it was good.
Because usually in January we have about 60 is what we've had for the past 2 years.
Yeah,
60
it was big.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's about how many we have for the senior citizens too, is between 60 and 70 people. Mm-hmm. And and sometimes we do sandwiches from Jimmy John's. We've done that for that. Chick-fil-A is really good about donating.
Yeah, it seems like they like to donate.
They like to do that.
Yeah.
And Jimmy John's, Chick-fil-A, Olive Garden.
I want to come to the one that
they've
done.
They're
making me hungry.
Yeah,
I haven't had dinner yet.
They do soup and salad usually when they.
Oh, and I was just thinking today that when we're out running around, we need to stop there for lunch.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's her favorite place. So, anyway. Are you done? Is that?
That's it. Then, yes.
Shauna, just one other thing. We need, I mean, you're probably already going to say this, but we need to clean out that art closet down there.
Yes, we do.
And
the back room here.
The back room here. Since my season started, I could barely even get to my stuff.
I know.
So I'm going to come over.
My stuff's not even in there.
We have our parent meeting this Saturday morning from 10 to 11. I have a meeting with all the parents, and then after it's over, Lance is going to help me set up those shelves. And I'll get all my stuff.
Oh, yeah, you bought shelves. We bought shelves. We bought shelves for the choir and yours.
Yeah, it's going to... But I'm putting our shelves in our choir's storage unit.
Yeah.
Which is where?
Which is in Lehigh.
Okay.
But so all my stuff will all be put away, but there's so much stuff even stacked in front of myself, I could barely get to it. I don't know, the TV and everything too.
It's
like right in front of all my
things. I've got the same problem when I.
So I don't know if there's a time we could just. I wondered if we could schedule a time that we could all meet over here.
Yes, please.
We could do it. I mean, if people are available Saturday, we could do it after that meeting.
I can't do it this Saturday.
Is there when could we do it? When would be a good time? I don't think it would take more than.
I could probably have everybody Saturday
here, but I think we need everyone here because like I won't know what all
your stuff. And I don't have any stuff in there. I just
I don't either. Yeah, I will put.
What time are you thinking Saturday?
Well, my meeting's over at 11, so I was thinking.
Saturday. That's something going on Saturday.
Like,
for half an hour.
I don't think that's.
What else is in there?
Okay.
I mean, who's all the other stuff? I know there's bell fire stuff.
Well, the bell fire, all they have is their pads.
Their pads in the corner? That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're not in the way.
Yeah, they put them away really nicely.
Yeah, they do.
And
we need to do it when she's available.
Yeah. When are you available? And then we'll just make that work.
Well, I can't this Saturday, but.
Maybe the following Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Maybe the following Saturday.
Or yeah, it's a
weekday,
weekday
morning, or the following Saturday is the service Saturday.
Yeah, the stakes.
We don't want to do
throughout the stake.
Throughout the Utah.
Than, yeah, throughout Utah. Earth. Yeah.
It's huge.
Oh, okay.
You know, the service weekend, yes. Because yeah. It's close to 9/11.
Yeah.
What about like a Monday evening?
Or Mondays are pretty good for me. How about you two? Can you come and help?
Yes,
with that when we do it?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't really have plans on Mondays. So.
Well, do you guys have early outs? Or
probably
early outs. I mean, it's 2:15. Should we say
Wednesdays for my
early Wednesdays out. When you get an early out.
Should we say maybe, could we do it Monday at like.
Looking at the 8th? What time? The 8th?
Which Monday?
The 8th or.
Two-ish.
Would that
and
work?
I can't help anyway because I can't stand up, but I can't do
you
either.
We don't want you to. Well, we would like you to come and lift all the heavy stuff, okay?
Okay.
let's say Monday the 8th at 6:30. I don't think it would take longer than 15 minutes if everyone's here. We just drag everything out of there.
And then figure out where it goes
back. Last time we did it, I was so surprised how fast it went. And I'll have my stuff done already because I'm going to do mine on Saturday with Lance.
Okay.
Are we also doing that bathroom?
Yeah.
Thing
oh,
too?
Probably
yeah.
Should. Yeah. At the same time.
The biggest problem with that back room is all the chairs.
Uh-huh. So are we trying to get rid of those?
I would sure like to, but I don't know whether I need to get permission from the city. What?
They're plastic and they're gray and they have like wire arms and.
And yeah.
I wonder,
and heavy,
does the city have a storage unit they could put all those
well,
in?
Well, as long as we have,
they have
his to use, we're okay.
Storage?
When he ever abandons us.
Yeah.
Yeah. TSO pays for all of those?
You know, we could.
Like,
well, there are the lifetime chairs, but there's not enough of those.
Okay, let me call tomorrow.
Just for the extra chairs. That was all I had on that.
Okay.
We'd have to buy chairs to use, yeah.
Okay, so and then you have something else.
Do you want to find out if you can get rid of those chairs? And
yes.
We can put them in
yeah,
the trailer.
Yeah, she said she's going to call Candace tomorrow.
Well, she's saying they might have a storage unit
place
or something
to put them
where
in.
They could just
I'll call Candace tomorrow and find out what the deal is.
Yeah, because they were hauling them out of here for senior dinner that
and
one year.
I don't think they brought all our tables back after the fling.
I don't either because there were.
Where do you think they could
have
gone?
We didn't have enough tables.
Yeah, they have check every year they get put somewhere else?
Yeah. Either the check down there, if I have it on my table.
Yeah, I think there's some.
Yes, please.
Right.
Okay, so I went to my healthy.
I need at least 7, Roger. One can be short.
I went to our healthy eater meeting this week, and I got more tickets.
To
This one is to Something Rotten or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I just saw Something Rotten. It was the kind of thing where it's like, oh, I don't really like to go see that. And I know someone on both of the casts, but I could only go to one or the other, you know. Well, I had one friend in Tuesday anyway. But
they didn't give me tickets to Mrs. Harris, which I've heard
It was a thing, you know, I got an email all of a sudden that said, oh, just for Labor Day weekend, because it was the weekend, and they were low, right? They were like, buy one, get one free. So I got 2 tickets for the price of one.
Well, you could have gone to free.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't want
to buy you could go to the
I can do the other cast now, or you said it was for
Bug Me, because,
okay.
I never know how many they're going
right.
to give me.
Yeah, or
okay,
what
you've
got.
Know.
Yeah.
So,
they always ask you.
But at our meeting, it's so fun, both those meetings. They cater in lunch, and it's really, really good. And then they have the cast from both plays come and do a little segment.
Oh, how fun.
Mm-hmm. Cute. From it, and it was so good. Their voices are just unbelievable.
So which one, Charlie or
yeah.
the or Something Rotten?
Both of them. They did a segment from each. Was at the first, they did Something Rotten, and then at the end, they did Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was really, really cute.
It's hilarious.
So anyway, I have some tickets.
Shakespeare.
Does anybody want to go?
Yeah.
I'd like you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So can be used for either, you're saying?
Yes,
I
only
have
5.
Yes, I would like to go.
You need to...
Kelly wants one.
You need to call pretty quick. It's filling up pretty fast.
Okay.
So
does it say what show
it's from? It's on the front right there. It says these two. These two.
She goes to
the ones that are there.
Oh, and they're all
right. This is called the golden hat.
But Mrs. Harris, we can't use it for it.
No,
because it's over.
No, it's the thing that they did for Mrs. Harris was they want me to pick three places in our community that give a lot of service to our community, and give them tickets.
Oh, that's nice.
So I don't know if you have any ideas of who.
I think she does.
I'm just trying to think through that. And then I have a few items left if anybody wants to
do the ice cream. I
the one this is cold. Cold.
Greenworks.
I'll take one. The Macy's
Bank.
What is it?
I don't know what to
ice cream. Greenworks. Ice cream. Yeah, I'll take these days.
He's good.
No, the yummy.
No, there's another place for me.
They're good. They're really rich.
I went one time. Kelly would like one.
Maybe.
Is it a maybe or a yes?
They want one, but everybody's dieting in my house.
Oh. Everybody's dieting at your house.
Just tell somebody for lunch. Okay. If it's really no calories.
We're dieting at that house. That's why when I come here, I see those chocolates.
So do you feel like Myers, do they give service? And who gave the cookies? You know, made the cookies for Easter, who donated those? Or did they have to buy them? I was trying to think of somebody who gave service.
No, nobody would donate if nobody did. Macy's has gotten really tight.
They won't do it. This is not even in Highland.
So I paid for that at Arts Council, but when the mayor found out, he said, no, you're not doing that.
For what is it?
The cookies for Easter.
I was thinking Macy's won't donate them anymore.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to think of somebody who donates.
I'm finding that how it happens is you have to draft a letter and send it to the company.
Maybe
you go to the
individual.
You can't show the bakery and say I need.
What about the ice cream place? I mean, they don't do much, but they give us stuff every year.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of places that donate these kind of things.
Yeah.
I need somebody.
Somebody who
really
gives a lot.
Yeah. So if you think of anybody, let me know. And really, I can't think of anything else. I think that.
Oh, I did have one other quick thing.
Okay.
I got contacted.
Oh, I forgot you too. I've got a
The newspaper. Through the school about there is a free songwriting classes. They're doing workshops in November, and they're having a songwriters competition.
Oh,
teams.
So that's pretty nice.
Wow!
Yeah.
What? Write some music.
Yeah.
So,
and if you don't know how to write, they're
so you come to the workshop.
Free workshop. So when you say $700 for composers, so I don't know if we want to put that on our page or not, but there's a QR code that you can get more information about it.
I think that's a great idea.
I think because
they're asking for support.
Text me the information and the QR code, and I'll.
They actually have some flyers already made up.
Oh, really? Well, I know, but I need to be able to do it so I can transfer it. What I ran into.
That would be awesome.
So I can get a copy off of their flyer and idea or something.
Since you've sat through a meeting now, and you know what we do, do you have any thoughts? So I beat.
That's Roger's thoughts.
Roger's thoughts?
I said besides eat. She goes, that's Roger's thoughts.
I know.
I don't really think I do.
I think honestly, just like the more I sit through these meetings, the more I'll be able to like give more valuable feedback. I think mainly just like keep posting on social media, keep getting the word. Like that is, I'm telling you, like that is the main way, you know.
I think it's.
But you guys are already doing a great job at it. So that, I'm just, you know, keep it up.
I think it's much better than the science actually now.
I do too.
I mean, it used to be the science were the way to go, but I think it's social media now.
So I'm the one who does it, but I've, you know, when I get flyers from people, I'll put things out there, but I'm not the best.
Do we have an Instagram?
We do. I always do our Facebook page and our Instagram. But I
do put mine. Yeah, I put them on the art
story.
The Facebook page. Do you take them and put them on the Instagram?
I need to get it off. When you do, whenever you post something, tell me, and I'll go stick it on the Instagram.
Okay.
Or have her do it.
You usually see it, right? I don't have access to our Instagram.
Right.
But I would love
and I don't know how the Instagram works that well, but what I do and when I post something, like sometimes I get 5 things or something, I try not to put them all out at once. I do one thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to overwhelm it, right?
Yeah.
Is that,
right.
Is that the right way to do it?
Yes, yes. Okay. Also, I would say a great way is, like, do you know, are you familiar with Canva? Mm-hmm. So Canva's like an app and a website. It's free.
I need to learn it.
All
I know what it is, but I don't know anything.
Like, that is your best friend. Every professional right now uses Canva.
Okay.
Because it's free and it's super easy to use. So,
templates that you can
use. Yeah, templates. You can look up, like, the specific template you're looking for.
She usually makes
through
all the flyers.
Yeah.
Do you use Canva?
Yeah, but if there's extra information that you just need to write down really quick, I mean, you can literally look up a template to use the text.
Okay. One thing I know. What I usually do is take a flyer and then I use ChatGPT to help me create a Facebook post that tells me, you know, here's the information, I'll make it sound good, and that's how I do it. As I post that, and then I put the flyer on.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of do it on Instagram, too.
Let me show you.
So what I need to do is go home and find your current ad and get it on Instagram.
So, like, highlight.
And once I do it, do I have to redo it?
Yeah, the highlights at the bottom of, like, you can make a highlight, so if I were to, like, post a story, right? Okay, so I go to ask my story.
It's a cute post. Story. Is that better than creating a post?
No. But what I'm saying is you can make highlights so that you can say, like, choir, theater, arts, upcoming events, right? So what happens is my app should go on my story, which it's not. But basically, hold on. Let me add this to my story.
Before this goes away and I can't get it again, just while she's looking, Highland City Council. HighlandCity.org. Their website, they have this right at the very opening page. Event calendar at a glance. If you're trying to find event information for Highland City Arts Council, please visit and have our website. Our website, yeah. I was thrilled. I was thrilled.
I thought you were saying our website for the city.
No.
Is this on our website?
Yes.
So she's going to fix it and send it to me, and I'm going to update it.
I mean, fix it.
Because you said there was a couple things
wrong.
It's okay.
I just wanted to know next time.
Okay, so you're going to update it.
So you post the story.
You're hearing things.
So
anyway, I just thought that was fascinating.
Okay, I'm going to put them right here at the bottom. Okay, let's say this is something for theater. I can post highlight, new.
You don't even know my email address.
Anything theater related, it'll stay there.
Really?
It'll stay there. So because stories usually after 24 hours, they'll be gone.
They'll just go away, right?
Yeah, but if you put it in the highlight, it'll stay, and then also it's easier because people don't want to scroll through your post trying to find specific information. If it's just like right at the highlights, or it's like theater, they just tap through and find the information.
Make highlights, and make highlights for each of our little groups.
That's what I got Tammy too.
What do you do?
I need a picture. She has to come fix my TV 5 times a week.
Okay, last time Hulu just broke on me. That wasn't even my fault. That wasn't even anyone's fault. Hulu just broke. I have to fix that.
I don't know what I'd do if she comes over.
I fixed your phone.
Can I just clarify a question?
Yes, of course.
Thank you for the time.
801.
Okay. Wait, my bed's not working. Let's see. Thank you. It must be a little piece of lead.
Also, you can link Instagram and Facebook so that when you post something on Instagram, it'll also.
I don't need to do it twice.
Just link it, Kathy. Just link it.
You can link it.
Yeah.
So
I have our Facebook page, and then I do two others. I do Residents of Highland, and I do the Alpine Cedar Hills, American Horribly High.
I have to close.
801.
And then you can link all those.
So that'd be great if you could help me use our trainings.
Okay. No, I was social media for my old school for theater, so like I had to learn. You learn all these little things.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't even know I could do that.
Right.
So 801.
404. 6030.
Say
yes. I was inspired to get these girls from our board. I knew it.
3-5-0-1-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2-1-1-2
if that's, unless anybody has anything else, let's close our meeting.
I motion that we close the meeting.
Okay.
I'll second.
Excellent. And then we'll